On this edition of our Monday Morning Health Beat, we welcome in Laura Lutterbach, who's the Community Relations Director at Cameron Memorial Community Hospital. And over the last couple of months, we've been hearing quite a bit about Cameron and the construction project that's going underway, the development actually of a brand new hospital for Cameron Hospital. And Laura, I guess maybe first and foremost, how is it coming? I mean, are you guys on schedule? What's progressing right now?
We're doing really, really well, Ken. We're really excited. We have been under roof now, so despite this bitter cold and snow, we've progressed on the project inside. We're really happy to report that we're still continuing with an excellent safety record with no lost time accidents throughout the project to date. In the past month, we've had about an average of 75 workers on site per day. Now, that number has dropped somewhat with poor weather conditions. You know, those crews are not always able to travel since there are a lot of the crews are regional to the construction site. But really, considering the treacherous winter we've had, we've really only lost about 1 week's time, which, you know, when you're talking about large construction problems is pretty good. So we're really pleased about that.
This obviously is a very big project, a very big thing for Angola and actually for the entire region right now. So it's, from that standpoint, actually almost an economic driver for our community too, isn't it?
It is. It is, especially, you know, with the construction, all the different construction workers and subcontractors and tradespeople who are helping out with this project, it really is a boom to that particular economy here in our region. So, you know, we're so glad to be able to contribute to that. You know, right now they're working on some metal stud framing, which is progressing really nicely on the second floor, and they just finished the roof. And here pretty soon we're going to be working on window placement and placement of some metal panels on the north side of the building. So, you know, we continue to see progress, like I said, more inside right now, but still some things going on the outside. So it's really fun as a staff person to be able to watch that as it comes along each day.
Well, not only the new hospital, but also a new medical office building as well. Give everybody an update on the status of that.
Sure. The new medical office building is a building that's actually going to it's attached to the new hospital. It was built by a local developer, by a group called Cameron Realty, led by Ralph Trine, who built this building. And it is officially open. We haven't had any formal events yet announcing its opening, or Cameron Realty hasn't, I should say, because they're still getting physicians settled in there and suites both created and built out and so forth. But we're pretty excited. We occupy the entire lower level of that building. And our staff, we have various staff members who recently moved over there just in the last few weeks. So now located in the new medical office building is our home health and hospice department, our fiscal services department, our business office, our medical records department, our infection prevention and employee health departments, all are in that area. We will also have our sleep lab in that area. Now, they haven't moved quite yet. They're going to move a little bit later this spring, but they will also be in that area. Everybody's over there. The move went very smoothly, and people seem to be really happy with their new space.
Well, this whole thing, like most projects, appears to have kind of a domino effect. So what's kind of the next step here in the process?
Sure. You know, getting those departments moved over was a big deal for us, kind of the first steps in the move. So the next kind of in the domino effect, will be moving other departments within our organization or even within the building. So even my own department, Community Relations, will be moving from an exterior building into the hospital. We have one physician who will very soon be moving out of the old medical office building, and then we'll see three buildings being demolished on our campus. Now, before that happens, we're going to be, once again, as we did to the other properties we purchased, we're going to be doing an auction on what people call here is the Selman House, our old medical office building, and our home health and hospice house. All three of those buildings are going to be auctioned, and community members will be invited to come, and you can buy cabinets and doors and windows and doorknobs and trusses and whatever pieces and parts that you might be interested in, you can purchase at the auction, and then you'll get a period of time to come get those things. So there's very little in the end that actually has to be demolished. So it's our chance to be good stewards and really recycle as much of those pieces and parts as we possibly can. So that's all going to take place in March and April. And then we're going to see later in April what is happens to be left of those buildings will all come down. So we'll start freeing up some space to start looking at more parking, which, of course, in a construction zone is always a challenge. So we're, as employees, and I'm sure as our patients probably well know as well, that'll be nice to have additional parking space.
Some exciting times, trying times at times, I'm sure, during this winter months for the construction. But the finish will be an exciting one for Cameron Memorial Community Hospital. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you. We're looking forward to having an opening. I'll give a quick plug here. We're planning on being in the building in September. So sometime mid-September, we'll be inviting the entire community to come on out and take a look at an official open house that will be open to everyone.
Laura Lutterbeck, who's the Community Relations Director at Cameron Memorial Community Hospital, on this edition of our Monday Morning Health Beat.